Welcome back to a Thursday edition of Cole & Company here on The Fan. We continue today with our metro and area previews of girls high school basketball and a lot of really, really good teams in the metro and in the Cedar Valley area. And today we're catching up with Dyke New Hartford high school girls basketball coach Bruce Dahl. As many of you are aware, the Wolverines are the defending state champions in Class 2A, coming off a season in which they went 25-2. Coach Dahl, thanks so much for your time today. How are you doing?
Pretty good, Cole. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, I'm doing great, and glad to be catching back up with you again. I suppose where I'd like to start is, you know, there's so few of us that can look back in any sport in high school and say that we won a state championship. So how did you approach your team in terms of, you know, getting them to attack this offseason the way that, you know, anybody, any coach would like them to, given the fact that, you know, you guys, you check the biggest box?
Yeah, you'd think that, you know, going back-to-back state championships would be, you know, something that people would, rest their laurels on. But, no, not these girls. These girls are fighters and competitors, and they, you know, it just kind of comes natural to them as far as, you know, turning on that switch and being ready to play. You know, their motto this year is never satisfied. And so I think that kind of tells you a lot about, you know, their mentality towards things. So, you know, I'm not saying that, you know, we'll see how it plays out, but, you know, I'm just saying that they have the right mental approach that puts them in position to, you know, be well.
And while so much, you know, is put into, okay, how much during the off season do you still have the basketball in your hands? I would imagine, Coach Dahl, that, you know, it makes you ecstatic to see the level of success that so many of your basketball players have in volleyball season and softball season. That all adds up and helps out, does it not?
It does. You know, when you have sports that are competitive and do well all year long, like we've had at Dyke New Hartford, you have multi-sport athletes and they're in the weight room. It's just, you know, so much easier. And, you know, you got to give the coaches here credit and administration credit, you know, for making it an atmosphere where, you know, the girls know what's expected of them. And, you know, they come out because they enjoy it, number one. And number two, you know, they're competitors and you know, playing for that name across the, you know, across their jersey.
You mentioned your motto this year for the team is never satisfied. What have you seen? What are the early returns in practice? What's the vibe been like in the early going here as you make your preseason preparations?
Yeah, you know, we at first kind of didn't have everybody to begin with, but that's just nature of the beast since I've been here. You know, volleyball, you encourage them to take a few days off. And so, and then when we got some of the volleyball girls back, another one had gone to do something else. So we're kind of getting all five of the starters together. And, you know, we're going to start, you know, the one, we're going to have a 6-foot point guard, Ellery Knock. And then at the two, you have Camille Lanfair, who's, you know, coming off a great soccer season. Mm-hmm. Three, Martin Bixby, who's just, you know, come off a great volleyball season. She's long and lanky. And then four and five, Jaden and Peyton Peterson, who, you know, had a great volleyball season. So that's going to be probably my starting five to start with, because those are our returning letter winners. After that, we're just, you know, we're looking to develop a bench and you know, who can step in and do what and help us, you know, become the team that we want to be by the end of the year. Kind of seeing the big picture, you know, we got some tough games in there, starting off Tuesday with Decorah, who's going to be ranked number five, I think, and probably mm-hmm. about in 4A. So I would say they'd be right, you know, and we got a new gym, so that's going to be exciting too.
A lot of exciting things going on over at Dyke New Hartford. And, Coach, just to dig in on your starting lineup, you know, what your roster looks like this season. You graduated four seniors, a couple of whom were regulars in your rotation, and Sophia Hoffman, what she was able to do in terms of ball distribution, you know, assist to turnover ratio was so impressive last season. How are you, can you recreate that this season, or does it have to look a little different because of just how high of a level of a passer that she was?
Yeah, I think we can recreate, you know, like putting ourselves in position to do very well. But we're obviously going to be different. But, you know, like Sophia Hoffman was great as far as distributing the ball first and looking out for, you know, being a great teammate. You know, Kawhi provided that running people off the three-point line just kind of made you nervous when as a defender. She made you nervous if you're playing offense. But, you know, now insert Marn Bixby, who's 6 foot, and last night touched the rim in practice. And then you put in Jaden Peterson, who was on the all-tournament team as a sub. I didn't start her down the state tournament once, but she was on the all-tournament team. So we're just different. And then you have a 6 foot point guard compared to Hoffman, who was, you know, 5'6", but distributed the ball really well. Now you got a point guard that's 6 foot and can shoot the ball and post up. So it's just going to be a different team. But I expect the same competitiveness and everything. And, you know, it's going to be, we have a very tough league in NICL, mm-hmm. a lot of great athletes, a lot of great coaches. And, you know, it's going to be tough. It's going to be a grind every game, as you saw in volleyball. You know, it's just very tough.
Yeah, a lot of good teams in the North Iowa Cedar League. Of course, you're in that Central Division, which is incredibly tough. You've talked about Coach Dahl, the length that you have on this team. What does that afford you as a coach? You don't have to give your state secrets away here, but, you know, what are some things that you can do to take advantage of the length that this team has?
Yeah, definitely. You know, Knock is 6 foot, and then Peyton is 5'10", and Vixen's 6 foot, and then Jaden, she's like 5'8", but we always say that she plays like a 6 footer. She mm-hmm. really does. She rebounds like a 6 footer. She scores like a 6 footer. And so we basically think that we have four 6 footers, and then you got Lanfair, who's just one of the most tenacious defenders, you know, I've ever had. And so that puts together a very nice defensive team that you're able to close out. It's going to be harder for shooters. It's going to be able to be one and done on shots. So, you know, we usually start off in the zone. I'm not afraid to play man-to-man. But just the way that they play defense, you know, kind of usually starts, you know, with me, it starts with that. Mm-hmm. And so defensively, I think we'll be tough as nails. And just as good as any team that I've ever had in 28 years. And it's just, like I said, it's just, you know, getting – the right rotation in, I think, and then, you know, hopefully we can, like I said, put ourselves in a good position, you know, to where we want to be, because you never, you know, take nothing for granted.
Dyke New Hartford girls basketball coach Bruce Dahl, our guest right now on a Thursday edition of Cole & Company. Coach, obviously the big question looming over everybody's team, boys and girls, is how's the adjustment going to the shot clock? How often have you been able to practice, scrimmage with it? And how much has it put on you and your players' plates? Well, you know, what's your thoughts on everything?
Yeah, to me, the shot clock is a very good thing. I think you're going to see it more, you know, affect the end of quarters, the end of the game. People are not going to hold the ball that, you know, long. But to be honest with you, us personally, you know, we usually get shots off really fast. And I don't think it's going to affect us all that much. But I can see, you know, teams having to, you know, when you throw a press on, like a three-quarters court press in your zone pressing, okay, so now it starts when they touch the ball inbounds, so now it takes a little bit more. Mm-hmm. I can see teams maybe, you know, have to, you know, struggle a little bit with that, getting a shot, you know, a quality shot off. But, you know, I just think, you know, for us, it's only a good thing for us, you know. And, you know, you're going to be looking for, you know, two-for-one shots at the end. You know, and you just got to know, you know, when to kick it back out because it's going to reset, you know, that sort of thing, mm-hmm. if you get a rebound. So I think the fans are really going to like it. We played with it down at Truman State. We drove down there this summer with the basketball team and just loved it.
Glad to hear it. And you're not the only coach. Every other coach I've talked to so far, it has nothing but positive things to say about it. So I'm very much looking forward to seeing how it plays out this season. Just to talk a little bit more about Peyton Peterson coming off of an all-state season, all-tournament team, like you mentioned, 18 points per game, led your team in scoring a season ago. As a sophomore, I would imagine that, you know, knowing Peyton as a daughter of Bobby, she's got to be hungry for more. What are you challenging her with? How are you hoping to see her step her game up this season?
Yeah, you know, she's just getting back from volleyball, and they took some time off to, you know, just kind of recuperate, and we encourage that. But, you know, I remember the first day that she came in, it was COVID year, and so nothing was going on. The school shut down, then we came in, and then they said, like, in July, maybe the last week of July, they started doing stuff with the kids, I remember as a freshman, she came in and we had them all together and everything. And I was like, wow. I go, she's something special. You know what I mean? You just, the way she ran the floor. I mean, she went to state in the 200-yard dash, and she's 5'10". You know what I mean? And she can rebound. So I think for her, it's just, you know, her always wanting to be, keep getting better and being coachable and just encouraging her teammates. And, you know, she wants what's best for the team. She really does. And so just keep, you know, growing and see what she can accomplish.
Coach, it's early, and I know you probably would say you still got a lot yet to learn about this team and what makes it unique, but just in the early going here, you know, late November, up until the holiday break at the end of December, what are going to be, you know, 2-3 things that, okay, if we bring this every night to the floor, we're going to get off to the start that we want to this season?
Yeah, like I said, it starts defensively with us, and so I think that you'll see that, you know, we bring that every night. It'll be good. Two, you know, you look at our press and getting on our full court game. If we're getting up and down and running and staying out of foul trouble, and, you know, knock on wood, you know, stay away from the injury bug, I think that's the other thing. You know, and then third, if you see some kids that off the bench that really step up, I would say then we're going to be, you know, pretty solid. So I think those three things that I mentioned are probably the keys to be looking at, and we're pretty excited to get going. We, you know, have the potential with, you know, we have 35 kids out right now.
Wow.
And so we have our program is very strong, you know, and from the junior high, our numbers are good, and the high school, we have, you know, a lot of kids out for basketball, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, that's awesome to hear. I know you're headed to the Jessup Jamboree tonight. Who are you taking on over at the Jamboree in Jessup, and what are you hoping to accomplish with your team over there tonight, Coach?
Yeah, you know, I always tell the girls that these Jamborees are kind of more for coaches to help them remember what they need to have and get them back in the swing of it, more for the girls. But, no, we play East Buchanan, and they're a solid program. They always have been, and they have a good score coming back. So, you know, we're going to do our thing tonight. And just, you know, see where we're at and get up and down the court, get a couple of girls in off the bench. I mean, you're playing two quarters, so that's kind of tough to get, you know, 15 kids in. So, and I told the girls last night that, you know, we're just going to probably go with our main starters and then get a couple of girls in. So, you know, we just want to, you know, work our way towards that first game on Tuesday. And then tomorrow night, we scrimmage West Waterloo. And so that'll be, you know, quite the scrimmage with them being ranked in the top 23 in the United States. So
you guys got the doors locked for that one? Or are you going to let some people in the gym and watch?
Come on over, Cole. I'm sure Dr. Pappas will be happy to have you over.
He better let me in. He was on the show yesterday.
Well, I'm sure he would. But, you know, I've been scrimmaging West. I was at EGWSR before at Dyke New Hartford. I've gone over there every year since 2005, and you know, they're physical,
yeah.
They're well coached, they're strong, they're 5A, and it's always made our team better going over there and playing them. So, you know, see what happens. They're loaded.
yeah, I would imagine so. That is a scrimmage that pays dividends for sure. Dyke New Hartford girls basketball coach Bruce Dahl, Coach, thanks so much for your time today. Always a pleasure to learn more about your team, and best of luck, best of health, and we'll be sure to catch up hopefully after your team's racked up some W's here this season.
Hey, thank you, and I appreciate the time and letting me talk about the Dyke New Hartford program.
Hey, pleasure's all mine, Coach. Take care.
Bye.